1480 WABF, and good morning to you. Hope everyone is having a great day. I'm joined now by Miss Sherry Sims of the Women's Health Center in Spanish Fort, and you're going to tell us about a big shindig that you guys have coming up.
Yes, thank you. We are located in Spanish Fort, just not far from Highway 31, and we offer help to young moms and also fathers. We offer help emotionally, spiritually, and physically. We give them the materials that they need for their pregnancy and afterwards. We offer ultrasounds and pregnancy tests, and then also the parenting classes for those that already have children. And since we are community funded, mm-hmm. we are going to have a shindig this Friday.
Okay.
It's a throwback word, but it's going to be fun.
Okay. Where's it going to be?
It's going to be at the Halstead Amphitheater, Coastal College.
Okay.
It's a facility.
Here
in Fairhope. It's right off of Morphy, and we will have food trucks available, or you can bring your own picnic.
Okay. So you can bring your own food, bring your own beverage if you like.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And it's just a small donation of $10. And so you can bring cash or a credit card, either one. And it's family friendly, so bring the family. Those under 12 are admitted for free. So just $10 a person, except for those under 12. You can bring the family. It's from 5:30 to 8:30. And we're having three bands that are helping us out with this community activity: Neil Dover, Kirk J, and New Image.
Okay. Yeah, we played some of Neil Dover just the other day, and I'll try and find him some in just a moment. But he's really good. I was surprised that he's not a bigger name than he is.
Because
he sounds like a pro.
He's here from Fairhope. He's a local, so mm-hmm. I hope everybody can come out and enjoy his music on that day. Also, since we are community funded, the proceeds from this event will go to a new program that we're developing. It's called the YUP program,
mm-hmm.
Youth Ultrasound Program. And we offer this to groups of youth, or sometimes adults too. We'll have young adults or older adults if they'd like to come, but we offer live ultrasounds, in-time ultrasounds. And then also the community of children would go through and actually see what a young mom and dad experiences as they come through the center. And so it's always exciting. We've done several of these groups, and it's been met with much enthusiasm, and the kids love to see the live ultrasounds, little babies jumping around.
And so, okay.
Usually the mom is 12 to 20 weeks, and so the babies are real active, and they perform very well for the children. So it's fun for them to see. It's a good field trip or a good group activity.
Okay. What other services do y'all provide?
Well, like I said originally, we do the early ultrasounds for the ladies, and we also, of course, do the pregnancy tests to mm-hmm. make sure they're pregnant, and we also get them set up with a doctor. These are for women that sometimes may not have the resources that they need when they become pregnant, and we also have... we offer classes and services for the young men as well. We have a fatherhood program that's very good for them, and they seem to enjoy it. We have the men's 33 program, mm-hmm. and then fatherhood. One thing that's good is if some of them have transportation problems, we also offer streaming, so we can send it right as a text message.
Okay.
These classes as a text message, and they can take the classes and do the little test, and then they earn points. And with the points, they can come shop in our baby boutique. And
okay.
that offers them all the clothes and car seats and diapers, wipes, whatever they may need.
Oh, gosh, yeah. I remember a million years ago when I had my first child.
Mm-hmm.
These resources were not available, and I didn't know nothing about raising no babies. So it's good that, you've got a program out there for the guys as well to learn about changing diapers, what it's going to be like, what is this, what is that. So, yeah.
It's a little bit more than changing diapers. It's kind of empowering them to take their responsibility seriously. And also, a lot of these folks may come from DHR recommended programs. In other words, they may be trying to get their child back from foster, or they may be trying to get their child back from a relative. So these parenting courses are really helpful to the community in that sense. So as I said, we are community funded, and this is a fundraiser, and we really thank these bands for coming out and helping. And we hope that everybody shows up Friday, April 22nd at 5:30. Gates open at 5:30. I looked to check the weather today. Of course, you never can depend on the weather around here. However, right now the weather is going to be clear.
Yeah, we're going to say that the weather's going to be great. It's going to be perfect for this.
It's mid 70s, and so it ought to be very nice.
Yeah, and again, you're going to have Kirk J from Bay Minette. You're going to have Neil Dover. You're also going to have New Image, gospel recording artist from Mobile. So this should be a lot of fun. Again, this Friday at the Halstead Amphitheater in Fairhope from 5:30 to 8:30. It is bring your own chairs, blankets. If you want to bring your own food or beverages, you are certainly welcome to. There is a $10 donation at the gate, but kids 12 and under are free, and it's a very, very worthy cause.
Yes, sir.
So, anything else, dear?
I believe that's it. Thank you so much.
Okay, well, thank you for coming back, and let us know how it went. And if you ever do this again, please let us know. Because we love a good party, but...
That's right. Thank you. And it will be. So I'm encouraging everybody to come out.
Yeah. And this is such a great cause. So.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
So thank you. And we're going to go ahead and play a Neil Dover song here. This is his song, Atmosphere. And that should give you a taste of what to expect this Friday night. So thank you. You're listening to 1480 on WABF.